friends, in today's podcast, we are going to discuss about top chemical companies in the world. The top chemical manufacturing company in the world is BASF, with a revenue of 66.6 billion and a market capitalization of around 72.7 billion. Dow Chemicals is the second largest chemical manufacturing company in the world, with a revenue of 59.9 billion and a market capitalization of 83.6 billion. Sinopec is the largest chemical manufacturing company in Asia and the third largest in the world, with a revenue of 58.2 billion and a market capitalization of around 78.5 billion. ExxonMobil Chemical is the fourth largest chemical manufacturing company in the world, with a revenue of around 45.6 billion and a market capitalization of around 347.3 billion. Saudi Basic Industries Corporation, SABIC, is the fifth largest chemical manufacturing company in the world, with a revenue of around 39.4 billion and a market capitalization of around 85.5 billion. Other top chemical manufacturing companies include Lyondell Basell Industries, INEOS, Mitsubishi Chemical Holdings, and Sumitomo Chemical. The chemical manufacturing industry is a major contributor to the global economy, with a market size of over 4 trillion. The industry is expected to grow at a CAGR of 5.2% from 2021 to 2028. The growth of the industry is driven by factors such as increasing demand for chemicals in various end-use industries, technological advancements, the government initiatives. However, the industry also faces challenges such as environmental concerns, stringent regulations, and volatility in raw material prices. Dear friends, you can visit our website www.chemistrynotesinfo.com where to get list of all 100 big chemical manufacturing companies in the world, which contain companies like BASF SE, the Dow Chemical Company, DuPont, Lyondell Basell Industries, ExxonMobil Chemical Company, Beers AG, LANXESS AG, Solvay SA, Mitsubishi Chemical Corporation, Air Products and Chemicals Incorporation, Monsanto Chemicals Company, Eastman Chemical Company, ExxonMobil, Evonik Industries, SABIC, INEOS Group, Kalinis Corporation, Clariant AG, Covestro AG, Huntsman Corporation, Lindell PLC, Albemarle Corporation, PPG Industries Incorporation, Ashland Global Holdings Incorporation, Corteva AgriSciences, Croda International PLC, Kurere Company Limited, Norion, HB Fuller Company, Indorama Ventures Public Company Limited, Westlake Chemical Corporation, Braskem SA, Akshay KSI Corporation, Wellspar Corporation, OCI Company Limited, Cabot Corporation, Cow Corporation, Wacker Chemi AG, Huntsman, Sumito Chemical Company Limited, Lonza Group, OCI Nitrogen BV, Reliance Industry Limited, Almatis, Tata Chemicals Limited, Olin Corporation, Solvay Peroxides, Imres, Venture Materials PLC, Ecolab Incorporation, Aditya Birla Chemicals, Novozymes AS, Univar Solutions Incorporation, Exalta Coating Systems Limited, Toyo Engineering Corporation, FMC Corporation, Hexcel Corporation, Brentech AG, Nalco Water, Roham and Haas Company, WR Grace and Company, Varsam Materials, Chemtura Corporation, Tronox Holdings PLC, Chemira OYG, Sikka AG, Pidilite Industries Limited, UPL Limited, Richhold LLC, Gujarat State Fertilizers and Chemicals Limited, Deepak Nitrite Limited, Trinseo SA, BASF India Limited, Atul Limited, Arkema SA, Kimfeb Alkalis Limited, Hickel Limited, Godrej Industries Limited, Mitsui Chemicals Incorporation, Aarti Industries Limited, Glenmark Pharmaceuticals Limited, Navin Fluorine Internationals Limited, Rallis India Limited, Balaji Amines Limited, Air Liquide Gujarat Fluorochemicals Limited, Piramal Enterprises Limited, Savita Oil Technologies Limited, Lanxess India Private Limited, Thirumalai Chemicals Limited, Lubrizol Corporation, Nosil Limited, Camelin Fine Sciences Limited, DCW Limited, Nirma Limited, Johnson Matthew Limited, Transpec Industries Limited, Rashtriya Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited, Solar Industries Limited, Total Energies. Dear friends, you get detail about all these companies on our website www.chemistrynotesinfo.com, and link of that article I will provide in the description of this podcast. Thank you to listening this podcast.